Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, good evening, everybody. I am delighted to have Lionel back, and huge congratulations are to him, going over 300,000 subscribers on his channel. If you've not yet subscribed, I'm going to put his link and Lynn Warrior's links in the description box and in the live chat, and we're going to get deeper in the Charlie Kirk story tonight. So it's just evolving by the hour, isn't it, Lionel? Thanks for coming back.
Oh no, it's unbelievable.
Are you on the right microphone?
Hang on a second.
You sound a bit tinny.
Check one, let me see. Is that any better? That might be better.
Change your audio setting.
Just a second. I have no audio setting. Stand by.
All right.
Let me see for a second here. Hang on. And there we go. Let me see here. There we go. That must be better.
We're fixed. Back in business.
I'm not an animal. I'm a man. All right, let's get down to brass tacks. Nothing like making fun of Elephant Man, which was my nickname in high school. But anyway, the most important thing to understand here is before we begin, everybody that I talk to, everybody, people my age, friends, they said, I can't believe my kid was so affected by Charlie Kirk. Everybody. We were at a party recently. And this one guy says, you're not going to believe this. I can't believe my kid. I said, well, what's the matter? My wife, as you know, Lynn Shaw with Lynn's Warriors, always tells parents, you don't know what your kids are watching. You don't know. That's why you got to be careful, you know, for digital safety. And they're saying, yes, I understand, because I didn't know they were watching Charlie Kirk. It was a good thing. But the point is, he was almost this subterranean influencer. The host of the party, she was crying. Now, I'm sorry, maybe I'm just jaundiced. I've been through every assassination there is. It's tragic what happened to him. I don't really watch anybody. I watch you, but I don't follow. To me, maybe because I'm in the biz, it's one thing after another. This was incredible because, well, here we go. And let me tell you something, Sean. I always thought to myself that one day, when there's an event, when everybody has a cell phone, it's going to change everything. That is going to change everything. Nothing. How many? We know more now because of all of this dissimilar forensic evidence, and we're ignoring that. This is the most. So forgive me. I'm going to be all over the place today, even more than usual. But we are seeing people behind shots. It is believed by some, and I'm no expert, that the round came, there was a shot. Okay, if I'm Charlie and I'm looking this way, the way they're saying was that the shot came kind of from my left, from this guy named Tyler Robinson. Tyler Robinson, who apparently had it with the whole thing about, I guess. And his gay lover, not his trans girlfriend, his gay lover, who we don't know where he is now. I don't know where this dude is now. But apparently, now get this, he is not the most prosaic of individuals. He's not the most verbose. He writes a letter. He writes an email that uses words like, look under the keyboard. Is this you? Were you the one? And he never really says, this is the way to get a confession. Did you shoot Charlie Kirk? That would be good. By the way, I'm watching my words like the ASS worded. That's what it is. He says, yes, I was there. And a couple of times, he never really nailed it. Like, would you please confess clearly? Just for me, the prosecutor here. Then he goes into this, read this. Then he goes into this stuff. He's using commas. He uses words like vehicle. And other people are saying, what is this, ChatGPT? He's putting commas in. He's on the lam. He's leaving. He's typing, putting commas in. It's, who wrote this? What is this, ChatGPT? To this furry thing, this fuzzy, furry, whatever. So you're saying, so why exactly did you, why did you do this? We don't know. So also, I want to say something about the most important thing ever. And this is why people cried. I want to ask your audience, why did any of you find yourself crying and you don't know why? Did you find yourself crying in a way and you don't know why? You're not really sure why.
A few people have said they were crying and they barely knew him.
But couldn't believe it. It's like, why? It's like all of a sudden it's like I hit you someplace and you never knew. It's like, my God, that I never knew. I just bumped my arm and my arm is swollen, or it's this reaction. Let me tell you what I think psychologically may have happened, which is very interesting. Normally, when there's any kind of a tragedy, even with the assassination attempt by the president, by the way, this guy tries to stab himself in the neck, defends himself, has a fool for a client. You know that routine. That was a slam dunk. I'm surprised the FBI actually, or the DOJ, was successful in that. But normally, there's the event, and then immediately thereafter, you find the person, right? You find him, or he turns the gun on himself. What are you doing? I'm turning the gun on him. You mean he himself? We don't say that. He turned the gun on himself. They use this ridiculous 18th century phrase because people write like robots. But anyway, but they're immediately caught. They're arrested. They're dispatched. And that's it. So you go from shock to anger right away. This was the event. Grieving, shock, built up. Then they found him. So for the first time, we saw this momentum, Sean, this cavalcade, this tsunami build up. Then there was that. So that sequencing is enough. Going back to this, the note absolutely was ridiculous. Number one, nobody understood that. Second of all, the facts of the case. Listen very, very, very carefully about a couple of things here. You'd be surprised, even though this was something that was, I don't know what the word is. This is something that is sometimes not done by a professional. Things make sense. There's nothing too stupidly glaring. First of all, I want to say something that, backing up a little bit. Again, forgive me in advance, because as I think of something, I'm reacting to you from the heart and not necessarily some prepared, thank you, as some prepared script. This country, I don't know, God bless the UK and Britain. I don't know what you're going through. We are brothers and sisters in solidarity. I keep telling people, look what's happening. Look what's happening. This you could call this a cradle of Western civilization. You're our big brother. We know we everything, we're basically knockoffs of you in many ways. Look, you can't control this because we're going through this weird kind of a Muslim wave here, and we are losing our soul. We're losing our identity. We're losing our tradition. And I keep saying, look at you. But there has been a call for spirituality that the radical left have scoffed at. They laughed at this. They thought, you don't mean that. You don't really mean that. People say no. For the first time, people are saying, I'm going to church. I'm going to mass. I'm recognizing. I'm going to to reacquaint, to redirect, reconnect with God or something bigger than me, something along those lines. That is incredible. Number two, it gives the Republican Party, who are the worst. This would be what? You are Tories, I guess, whatever. But these people are sitting back and they're allowing this momentum to be lost. They should be recruiting and getting these young people. We have midterm elections coming up in 26, and then we have another round in 28. The Republican Party, they're not doing anything. They're spending more time talking about Jimmy Kimmel, so help me God, which is a distraction. That is a deliberate ploy on the part of deep state shadow government ruling to get people off the subject of Charlie Kirk, because they martyred and created a hero. They're going to do everything you were never going to see. Turning Point is over with. I'm sorry. It'll be there in spirit. They'll have some chapters, but without Charlie, mission accomplished. They took the heartbeat out of that. We'll get to motivations also. But he connected people, Sean, to something that I never knew people wanted. He was an unabashed Christian. He was an unabashed, and I'm going to say something, an unabashed white dude, Christian, Western, no trans, nothing, old-fashioned. People loved it. They couldn't even say this. There's a movement. I'm hearing people talking about white. We had this case of this woman, Sydney Sweeney. Didn't seem like much of a story. It was for an ad, right? For jeans. My jeans are better. Because she's white, young, and attractive, and blue-eyed. They went berserk. They made Mengele references. Mengele. They can't even spell Mengele, much less who the hell is Mengele. They say, here you are with your weird kind of eugenics. Eugenics. They even call this eugenics. It's absurd. Then we have this movement in our, sorry about that. Then we have this movement in our country of girls, young white girls, and sororities, college social groups that were from the days of the Southern Plantation and y'all homecoming queen and little Betty Sue's going to be dead. Prototypically, quintessentially white. Oh my God. There's this rise. And there's people saying, hey, we're, and people who never said anything about being white, because white was a nullity, it's a bad word. It was a precursor to nationalist, racist, supremacist. It changed everything. It changed everything. And a lot of folks are saying, holy wow. He had to be stopped. But let me go back again. The story doesn't make any sense. Let's say, God forbid, you're my transgender girlfriend, boyfriend. Imagine that. So you're the guy, right? I'm in love with you. So I say, I'm going to send you back a letter with commas, punctuation of a 50-year-old, commas and vehicle versus car. And I'm using these words that nobody uses today. It was almost like ChatGPT. Second, I'm going to say, hey, Sean, yeah, I love you, buddy. I love you, I'm on my way. Hey, would you do me a favor? Yeah. I left granddad shooting iron out there. Can you go get it? Can you go fetch that for me, that Mauser 30-06, that big vintage thing? Can you go get it? Can you retrieve it? I left it out there. It's wrapped. I wrapped it? I put a towel around it? It's like this. Yeah, can you go get it? Sure, I'll do it. So all of a sudden, you walking around with this fuzzy hat. So what are you doing? Oh, I got it. And you're going to walk and what? Stick it down your pants? You can't break this thing down. Does that make any sense to you? I'd say, the hell with it. The hell with the rifle. Leave the rifle. They're going to kill you. The rifle's at least. Who's saying this? And how about those parents? Would you turn in your son? If that were your son, would you say, what? That's sick. What do you think, honey? Yeah. Oh, I'm turning you in. I'm going to call my friend, the pastor. We're going to turn him in. They couldn't wait. Is this what a parent does? I don't care. I'll be damned if I would do it to my kid. I'll figure it out. But the day I turn my son over to the death penalty, what are you kidding me? I'll say, look, you can get me with all your accessory after the fact, or an accessory you want, a conspiracy. I'm not doing that to my son. Sorry. I don't even know what happened. They couldn't wait to do that. They couldn't wait. We're going to turn you in, son. Why? How about this? Get out of here. Go to Estonia. Join the Ukrainian army. I don't know. Get the hell out of here. They're after you. They're going to kill you. That doesn't make any sense. Then we have.
A lot of this stuff is what Candace has said as well, that it doesn't make sense. So are you in agreement with her now?
Well, no kidding. Candace better back off. They're turning her. You notice how that? Because they realize, because I love Charlie. I knew Charlie Moore. Israel. Would you back off with this Israel thing? Just a moment. See, we've talked about this. Everybody loves her because she's so spunky. She's fun to watch. She's self-destructive. She doesn't know how to play this. She does not now, Candace. Not now. Take it easy. Don't go into this tirade. It's like, see, I was right. It's Israel or Israel. She says street in Israel, and she just fire breathing. This is, Sean likes that Candace thing. Look, she's okay, but wait till Brigitte owns her. And so that's another story altogether, because she said, oh, we're going to show you proof of this. Okay. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. How about the fact that he was seen at a Dairy Queen, one of these little ice cream shops, at 6:19 that day? He's buying food? This guy's wanted for murder? What is he, stupid? It's almost like he says, I did what? Yeah, that was you on the roof. On the roof? Oh, I didn't. Remember, I was there, but I didn't do what? And the FBI removed actual film or tape, whatever. There, remember all these cameras that were taken down initially? Now, here's the thing. Let me explain to you one thing. I, unlike most internet experts, am not a ballistics expert, a 30-06 versus a I'm not a sniper. See, everybody we talked to, they were always a Marine sniper. They were a sniper. They were in the military. They're snipers. They're blood splatter experts and vaccine experts and historical experts. They're experts. They know everything. I don't, but I do know some common sense. And I think I know a little bit about kind of how this thing works. So the first question is this an exit or an entrance wound? Period. That's all. If it's entrance, that's one thing. If it's exit, that's another. Number two, there were people who had photos. Not photos, clips, text, video clips or segments, whatever the word is. And based upon different camera angles. And even on its worst, even if it's 10%, I think there are people who bring up a very good question, a very good sense of let's pursue that. One was this idea that there was a flash, a muzzle flash. Okay, again, I'm Charlie looking this way. It's to my right. And that this was an entrance wound followed by an exit wound. Then they said this. And here's the expression. As my Dan Patty said, don't step on your date. Don't go out of your way to create new problems. And the surgeon said, it was amazing. The man's bones were steel. It stopped the bullet and these trajectories. If you thought the magic bullet for JFK was not this thing, remember, it went down. He wasn't wearing a plate. He was wearing a plate. There is a Marine feller who was on who was pretty good. He said there was a, I think we talked about this. I don't know if we did or not. He said he had an earpiece or something. And when this thing flew off, this, his piece, was connected to something under his shirt. So when this went off, this went up. And yeah, we'll get to Hamamoto in a moment. Okay, so don't worry. You're going to get to him. You'll be done with me in a moment. You're as subtle as a heart attack, Atwood.
All right. They're asking me in the chat.
Well, they can wait, because this is me. Let's see Yamamoto do like I do. Talking about, you know, awakening the sleeping giant. Anyway, it was this idea that caused it. It was a lot of interesting stories. Do you think old Kash Patel is going to get to the bottom of this? By the way, Kash Patel, don't you love his look? I heard the two funniest lines. Kash Patel looks like a cartoon hypnotist. And the other one, that he looks like Charlie Manson's whispering in his ear. He doesn't know where he is. He has no idea. Pam Bondi, good luck with that. So anyway, they're done with this. They are done with this. Charlie's done. They're going to pave this area over? They cleaned up that crime scene so fast, it wasn't funny. What about the hand signals? Who are these people? This is how Uncle Lionel would have done it. All right, nobody move. All of a sudden, we have these federal officers. You're not going to leave. Yeah, see you in Valhalla. That's right. What the hell? Anyway, we're not going to leave. I want everybody's name. Everybody's name. You understand, don't you? They say, you bet. We're not going anywhere. I want everybody's picture. I want to have cell phones. I want to have everything. Here's our number. Here's a QR code. Call me. We will investigate. We will talk to every one of you with a lead. And then if I'm part of the cover-up, I throw it away. But I act like I care about this, like I give a shit, because they don't care. They just want to get done with it. They want to get done with it. I would at least pretend it. Everybody here, here is the number. You call me. Act. They don't do anything. They just can't wait to go on Fox News, work on their makeup and Botox and get ready to go. That's all these people care about. That's it. So anyway, so I want to find out, where's the exit wound? Where do we have a ballistics? Can somebody tell me that gun? Did you ever see that gun? Why was there anybody on that roof without drones? What is going on here? Who were his security people? You don't think they're subject to compromise? You don't think so? And speaking of, as Candace would say, Israel, why did Bibi Netanyahu right off the bat act like his heart was broken and that he said, we didn't do it? I said, who the hell said you did it? He couldn't get to the... Did you see that one?
He couldn't get out there fast enough to try and co-opt the mission and say what a lovey-dovey relationship he had with Charlie.
And to deflect, don't look at me. Don't look at me. Who thought of you? Don't look at me. The next time something happens, this is terrible. If you want to boost your channel, issue a press conference that I had nothing to do with it. I say, Sean, we never said you did. No, I just want to let you know. Years ago, I was at a courthouse in Florida, and it was a Dwight Gooden, very famous pitcher. They had some court event or something, and there was this podium, and I had my suit on. So I walked out, and I hear the and I walked out and said, I have nothing to say. Nothing. We're going to wait for a full and thorough investigation. And I walked off. I wasn't even in there. I just walked by, and I saw this thing. I said, watch this. And I walked up, and I went, and I hear the cameras. And I my picture was somewhere before the internet. And they said, who is that guy? I don't know, but he has nothing to say. That's what you should do. The next tragedy, just say, Sean Atwood immediately, within 3 seconds, he issued, don't look at me. Think about it. Now, does Israel benefit? Cui bono, cui prodest? Do they benefit? Yes. A whole bunch of people do. Did you see Ben Shapiro try to move an I'll take over my dead body? You? This is a white Christian organization. Christian, Jesus, you know, 1 Corinthians and all that stuff. Excuse me. And Candace, well, I'll do it too. Take it easy. They couldn't wait. Did you see please, I know I'm jumping all over the place, but I think you're used to it by now. It's Uncle Lionel. He's like that. Did you notice? Did you see this? We had this 7-hour extravaganza. 7 hours. It was here. That place, it was in Phoenix. This arena was, they had 200,000, couldn't get in. It was packed. There wasn't a seat, and it never budged. And while this was going on, every regular channels, our regular radical left channels, nothing. They were talking about Jimmy Kimmel or something. Well, actually, that came later on. But they couldn't stand it. Because here's the best. I'm going to say this. Either white Christians or white Republicans or white conservatives or whoever it is, they have something they believe in. What do these people believe in? I don't know what. I don't know who their Charlie Kirk is. Who? Who? Some purple-haired thing with a nose ring named Bathsheba, whose pronouns are and leave me alone. Are you kidding? They don't understand this outpouring. And then we had, I don't know if you're familiar with the names, we had every radical lefty from Jasmine Crockett, who was barely intelligible, to our others who were coming forward saying that he said some things. He doesn't believe in voting rights for black. They did everything because he had to be stopped. He represents something that they couldn't control. He was dangerous. He represented a whole group of people that looked like they were going to vote. Do you know what it is if I could turn over 100,000, 200,000, 300,000, a million newly minted young voters voting conservative, voting Republican? Oh, dear God, I just won. Well, guess what? Gone. And I don't know if his wife alone can do this. I don't know who possibly. It's not Charlie. He was really good. He debated everyone. He was never obnoxious, and he said some stuff, something like, I don't want some blue-haired lesbians operating on my kid. People said, well, that makes sense to me. The left thought that was hate. The left doesn't even understand how screwed up they are. The left doesn't get it. They don't understand this. But he's gone, and here's the investigation. Done. Nothing. Good luck. Keep your videos. Ian Carroll, I think, has had some great stuff, some great content. Save your time, Ian. Nobody cares about this. You could have a picture saying, hello, I'm the shooter. Nobody cares. Because we have the attention span of a gnat, and we're moving on to something else. We actually talked about, I don't know if you covered this, but everybody here, Jimmy Kimmel. Now, I'm in New York right now, okay? We have the fifth, whatever it is, the UN UNGA, the UN General Assembly. It is a parking traffic nightmare. Every pervert, freak, pederast, catamite, pervert from all over the world and their entourage showing up, going to restaurants and bringing their manservants and arranged marriages and their child brides, the process. Oh, yeah. You can go to high-end stores. Somebody told me this woman walks in and she's wearing something. I don't know what she's wearing, but she obviously had money. They went to settle up. A guy in the back took a metal, one of those Halliburton, one of those metal briefcases, took out a money counter. And this is what you heard outside. Cash. This place is just cash. Hookers, prostitutes, escorts through the roof. They're going crazy. This place is a mess. Did you hear about Macron on the street? You know, Brigitte's old man? Macron.
She's providing evidence of her femininity.
Yeah. Good luck. I'm telling you, she's got her. Let me ask you something. You think your doctor could testify that you're a man? You think I could do that? I think so. Oh, this is one thing and one thing only. Is she a dude? If she's not, that's it. This is no legal issue. Well, did you mean what you said? No. That's it. But anyway, so Macron, Emmanuel, the old man, he couldn't get through traffic because it was gridlock. Manhattan is like a couple miles long. It's not very big. And anything can screw it up. So anyway, so he gets out. He's talking to some cop from Queens. And he says, excuse me, I can't get my car in the way here because of you. And he said, look, buddy, get back in the car. What are they going to do? You got to wait. Excuse me. And he picks up the phone and he calls Trump. Did you see this? He's on the look at it. He's on the phone. And these New York City cops are, get them out of here. What are you, who is this? Who? Emmanuel, who? Hey, Manny. Nobody, they don't know who he is. So he's like this. Hello, hey, how are you? Yes, this is Emmanuel Macron. Yes, I know my wife, yes. Yes, she has her pudenda. Listen, Donald, I can't get through the traffic clag here. I'm on the east side. Could you help me? And Donald said, blow it out your ass and walk. Next thing you know, he's walking. He said, what am I going to do? Make traffic go away? They said, who is this guy? You got to see it. They said, you fool. You're calling the president? What is he going to do with a force field? These big drones are going to fly over and make the traffic disappear. Did you see Trump? Did you see Trump at the UN with Melania, where they turned the escalator off? Did you see this one? Oh, this is great.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
See, there's an expression. Don't F with the falcon unless you can fly. Okay, so they were going up the elevator, this escalator, and all of a sudden it stops. And Melania is at first, and she almost sounded like catch herself. She could have fallen, so they had to walk up. He had to walk up the. So he's thinking, okay, now for those who don't understand, the UN is this dilapidated piece of, like, stuck in the, it's like I Dream of Jeannie from the 50s. It's just, it looks, it's so ugly and awful and old. It's frozen in time. So some of these guys basically said, I think it'd be funny if we turned the escalator off for him to make him walk. Okay, great. Hope you got your last. Trump just walked up and said, basically told everybody, you're thieves. Carbon is a joke. I hate you. I mean, he, watch what he did. They didn't know what to do. See, Trump is this genius. I don't know sometimes if Trump is himself autistic, retarded, crazy, or a genius. I don't know. He does these things. When he was at Charlie Kirk's memorial, it sounded like a campaign rally. He's talking about tariffs. And it's like, does he know where he is? Did you hear Tucker talk about Jesus and sitting around with hummus? I didn't even know what that was going on, because now they're very upset because they said this was anti-Semitic. That trope has gone nowhere. So anyway, this is all that's happening. Everybody there were people who on the planet knew who Charlie Kirk was. I got friends of mine in Russia, Moscow. They're teenage kids. Why would they know about Charlie Kirk? Why? Because of this gizmo that we're in. Let me give you an example of something. For your incredible audience, I say that for you, by the way. I send that with love. This is how I send. This is the way I. These are this. This is the way I quantify the energy that I feel in terms of love with that particular focused force of flatulence. A triple F. That's for you. Jimmy Kimmel is this guy on ABC, on one of the big networks, and he's not funny. He's on this last bastion, this last thing called late night TV. It's from the days of Johnny Carson, and it's dead. It's dead. It's dead. Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert, he's gone because there's just no money in it. The model is over. So anyway, he said something crummy about Charlie and MAGA, Trump's, you know, Make America Great Again, something about them being responsible or whatever. Well, Trump says, do it. Okay, so they lowered the hammer. The FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, basically told ABC, you better do something about him. because he's giving disinformation. Now, one could argue that's not disinformation. That's just political opinion. Trump said, I don't give a damn what you call it. If you've got business deals on the blocks, if you've got licensing deals, if you need this government to sign off on your buildings, let me say this again. I want you to S-can him now. And guess what? The next thing you know, ABC said, oh, yes, sir, boss. He's gone. He's gone. They said, you can't do this. And they said, this is nothing but mafia strong arm. And Trump said, uh-huh. And your point is what? No, you can't do this. I can't do it. I didn't do anything. The president of ABC, Disney, Bob Iger did it. Yeah, but you put the pressure on him. Uh-huh. And your point is what? Trump doesn't care. It's like, oh, you figured this out. You're a genius. Wonderful. So he was gone for, I don't know, a couple of days. No big deal. A week. How long was he gone, honey? Kimmel, like 2 days, a week. I don't even know. I don't watch that. Nobody watches it. 5 minutes. It's at 11:30 at night. Nobody. I'm watching you. I'm not watching this. So anyway, here's the best part. So during that time, this major network replayed Celebrity Family Feud. It's some game show with Steve Harvey. It's so bad. Nobody. It's like it's the worst. It got triple the ratings. It got triple. Normally he gets about a million. He got 3 million people. It blew the numbers apart. The show they got for free tripled the ratings. So they're saying, so the ABC stockholders saying, hey, listen, what are we doing? Let's do this. You know about MSNBC, right? We call it MSDNC. When MSNBC first came on board, they didn't have a lot of programming. So they bought this package called Lock Up, Pelican Bay, Lock Up, San Quentin. And it was a series on prisons around the country. What it's like, the boot, the shoe, the blah, 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 blah. It was their biggest ratings bonanza ever. And they said, well, listen, we're going to remove that programming and put it on live liberal. And they go, no. They said, no, no, no. They go, we can't have a show, this bastion of liberal ideology. We're running prison shower scenes of people being assaulted with a soap on a rope. You can't do this. Sean, I don't know why. Nobody cares about this. There's this finite people who believe in this liberal crap that nobody believes in, except these idiots. Nobody wants to see people who are hideously ugly with purple hair and safety pins in their nose talk about sure and I'm a squirrel and I'm a fuzzy. This is mental illness. Nobody wants this. Nobody believes that a man born a man is anything but a man. Nobody believes this. Nobody. And it just, so these people are getting the message. What do we do? Now, we had something in our country called USAID. This was one of these organizations that, and by the way, I think our friend Elon's back. Elon is back. That's right. Hit that like button and make sure you do that when Yamamoto comes after me. Ooh, don't worry, folks. 15 more minutes and you're done with me. Just little old Uncle Lionel. I'm just some schmuck. Just padding the time. I'm on the deck, just waiting for you because Uncle Yamamoto is going to be here anyway. So just bear with me. I could just, you know what? I'll just do this for a while. Sean really makes you feel great. Don't worry. 15 more minutes. Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it. He makes you feel at home. Oh, and by the way, I want everybody, do me a favor. I want you, everybody, when I'm gone, to tell Yamamoto, bring back Uncle Lionel. Who's this guy? Send the love. Just blast low Sean up all the chatter. What is this? He was getting, you stopped him for this? What's the matter with you? Anyway, that's like having Martha Ray open for Jimi Hendrix. Hi, how are you? Man can't even wave. Don't let the waistcoat and the tie fool you. We know who he is. So anyway, we're sitting back and we're laughing our ass up. Did you see yesterday the big announcement at the White House over the cure for autism? Or the did you see this one? What was that? What was that? Wait a minute, what? They said, I got some big news about autism. What? Really? Oh, yeah. Listen, tune in tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow. What is this? It's a movie? You know, tune in, by the way, coming up. Coming attractions. You know, we're going to do it. There's Bobby Kennedy. Poor Bobby Kennedy. You got Bobby Kennedy, Marty McCary, these big ones. Dr. Oz, who was on TV. Dr. Oz, who now has white hair. Dr. Oz, they said, guess what? We found out all about autism. It's like, is it the vaccines? Is it the vaccines? Bobby Kennedy, the anti-vaxxer. Well, what do you mean, well? What is it? What is it? Tylenol. What? Tylenol. What about Tylenol? Some of the women who had autistic kids took Tylenol. What about the kids people who didn't have autistic kids? What was that? Well, whatever. So Tylenol. That's it. That's the reason. So, you know what? Nothing to see here. Let's move on. Wait a minute. What about the mRNA and all this? And you heard what our friends, the fathers of YouTube, by the way, said, you know what? Everybody, we're going to bring everybody back. Sorry about that. Okay. A little late, but better late than ever. That was a big mistake. So that's why going back to this Jimmy Kimmel. Don't you give me this BS about how you were knocked off of your stupid show when a lot of us went into oblivion because we didn't even know why. We didn't even know what we said. So anyway, so I just want you to tell somebody, even though I love Trump, I think he's great. He does some stuff that's just boneheaded, stupid. He has no idea what's going on in Ukraine. He has no idea what's happening in the Middle East. By the way, that's code word for Israel and Palestine. We call it the Middle East. That way, that's palatable. He has no idea. I don't know who talks to him. I have no idea what's going on. What's the normal timeline for releasing info on a high-profile murder? Before Trump, it could be immediately. I mean, immediately. They want to show, normally, how we've got him. See, this is the thing. Remember when, go through history, from the Yorkshire Ripper to Ted Bundy to John Wayne Gacy to whoever your favorite serial killers are, you normally want to work in conjunction with the people. I'm working with you. And this information is called nothing to see here. Let me take some of the department, you know, coming up, we're going to talk again. You know, Diddy sentencing's coming up. You know about that one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one? Who told you about that one? Who told you? This guy, they haven't proved anything.
Uncle Lionel.
Oh, they were talking about the road, and they had baby oil in a Tootsie Roll, and they had the baby oil, and I did. Oh, no, he did it. He brought them women in there, and they had baby oil. I said, it's not about baby oil. Don't matter. Don't matter. They're going to put that poor guy. He's just sitting there. He's walking out, and by the way, if I were Diddy, I wouldn't buy the green bananas right away. You know what I mean? I mean, because a lot of people said, you didn't say anything, did you, Diddy? No, no. Another thing, too, is here's a word. They have a Epstein. Whew. What happened with that? Is that over with? Done. Done. You know when the Zigster was like before cognition, you could just change the subject. He could bump his head and go, don't say anything. Don't say anything. I don't say anything. He hit his head. Yeah, he did. Yeah, don't say anything. And he's walking like, what the hell is that? It's dark in here. But as long as you didn't react, you could change the subject. Hey, you want to go outside? Yeah, okay. Once I stop this bleeding. Well, now it's a different story because they're smart and they know what's going on. Excuse me. Let me deal with this throbbing pain. You're changing the subject. But babies and kids, you could do this because they didn't know how to focus on a lot of different things. You ever put them in the car with you? Put that seat, that car thing with us. Hey, you're driving. You're driving. Look, he's turning the wheel. That's what we think. We think we're driving. We think we elect people, our representative government works. Nothing's happening. We're being fooled. We are so conned by this. Our world is being run by something, but nobody that we elect. Well, the question is, normally prosecutors work with these folks, and they work with the public. Was it said, what's Lionel think about Trump and the Epstein files? It's over. I don't think Trump, look, Epstein, I know we're changing the subject, which is the way I like it. What Epstein is really involved in is this big, super duper, high stakes financing, money laundering, shell corporations, hiding. He's with banks from Adnan Khashoggi to Reese. The British. I mean, it goes back. This is a limited hangout. The word, they give you a little bit of information to make you think that's it. A little bit of information. And you, as a fool, believe that's it. That's the end of it. Just like with this Tylenol thing. It's this limited hangout. They give you this rube, this patsy. Now, let me leave you one thing before. By the way, folks, 9 more minutes till Yamamoto comes up here.
Yamamoto.
Whatever. Anyway, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I know people have a great amount of imagination. And they say, he was a patsy. And I mentioned this on my show at Lionel Nation. Yeah, that's right. He's a patsy. He's CIA. You don't know who he is. He's Mossad. You don't know that. Could be. I wouldn't be surprised. But I don't jump to that. I don't jump to that because this part of this patellar reflex that people have. I don't jump to that. It could be. I don't know. We don't know. They're not going to tell you anything. But here is what we need to do. Sean, you weren't around then. We still haven't figured out John Kennedy yet. We've had Oliver Stone. There are more people, more books, more experts. There are colloquia. I like the hammer tomato. There are colloquia. We've had people all over the world don't know anything about that. Bobby Kennedy, not junior, but senior, probably killed by Thane Eugene Caesar. Stippling, nobody cares about that. Martin Luther King. Vietnam, we can't figure it out. Nobody's going to go through this because, see, you've been so indoctrinated and so conditioned not to be a conspiracy theorist that if you were to bring up something, oh, and by the way, you're an anti-Semite. If anything that you say even remotely involves the subject matter of, quote, the Middle East, Israel, Gaza, Hamas, Hezbollah, anything, you're an anti-Semite. They come up with new ways to freak you out. It's like when you tell your dog, back, you know, you teach him this word, you know, the back, or you snap something, or you make a sound, or you spray him with water, whatever you do. That's to stop it. Move on. This is the most important. Gottlieb, is this MK Ultra, Sidney Gottlieb? Is that who we're talking
about?
Oh, MK Ultra is declassified. MK Ultra. And by the way, we have something else which is important. And I'm going to leave you with this because I got to hurry up because you know who's coming up next. This thing, our phones, this is a wireless mic, but our thing, but our phones act as though this is it's almost like MK Ultra meets Manchurian Candidate. Something happens to people. Psychotic mass formation. People that we know who say, I hate this Charlie Kirk and I catch you on that Trump. And I go, what happened to him? They get into this world of this. We know some people who all of a sudden, you know how you have this feeling of love? We know people who hated Charlie Kirk because he was associated with, and they were part of this Gustave Le Bon crowd theory where they came along out of nowhere and they started saying these horrible things about this wonderful man, father, husband, two beautiful kids. And by the way, his kids, he never showed them, never showed their faces ever. He always had their backs turned. I love that. And Mrs. L, Lynn's Warriors, loves that. Never show your kids on social media ever, no matter what. But they went through this mass psychotic, this transformational kind of psychosis where they got into the scrum. Don't ever tell me how do you think people during World War II knew there was a Holocaust, but they didn't do nothing about it? Hello? It's easy. This is without ignorance and looking the other way, or people don't want to become involved. They don't want to buck the system. But not only that, we have this thing called social media, which allows to go into the worst part because you're a part of the scrum. You see, what Le Bon teaches us about crowd, about ochlocracies and mobocracies and mob behaviors, is that you separate and replace your individual sense of behavior. You give it over to the group. So you absolve yourself of responsibility. You're in the wave, and all of a sudden you can let it go. Come on, hey, Charlie. Say, we have a fellow named Keith Olbermann. By the way, I have been blocked by Alec Baldwin, David Crosby, people I don't even know. Don't you love that when they block you on X? It's like, I'm not going to bother you. Why are you doing that? Well, this one guy was so crazy. He was telling somebody, I forget who it was, you're next, MFR, you're next. And then they immediately blink. I say, you're threatening people now. Take it easy. Don't lose your mind. I didn't cry. I don't cry. I never lose my mind on this. I never do. I never get involved. I've been through this. I've been around. I know what and to all our young friends here who are going to miss me in 3 minutes, like you can't believe. But to all the young folks, if this is your first rodeo, please don't lose your mind in this. Please don't do this. Something is going to come up and it could be Keir Starmer, could be whoever it is. I don't know who. Don't lose your mind. If you do, then they've won. Just maintain. You're also more deadly. Did you ever see Mike Tyson when he really wants to kill you? He never gets mad. Never. He smiles. He knows just exactly. By the way, blocked by Alec Baldwin, join the club. He just goes in for the kill. If you want to get the enemy, maintain you possess yourself with facts, information, and never lose your mind in this. And also, follow Charlie's legacy. Go to church. I'm irreligious. It doesn't matter. But I love the idea of spirituality. I love the idea of somebody thinking of somebody other than themselves. I think it's very important for kids. I think young kids should have a spiritual framework. You may not believe it, but I think God and Jesus or whatever it is a great idea. Later on, they can figure out what they don't or don't like. It teaches them something other than themselves. They need something. They understand mommy and daddy and all that's great, but it's a wonderful thing. I really believe it. I think I think we'd be better off. I'm not one of these anti-religious people at all. So this guy actually did it. And he talked about getting married and about being committed and believing in something. Oh, he had to go. And he is a martyr. He absolutely is a martyr. And there's this wonderful part about this. There's the power of what the martyr means. And I'm going to say this finally. This is the most important. I hate when people do quotes. I like memes. But Kierkegaard said this. And I think it's so apropos. He said, the tyrant dies and his rule is over. The martyr dies and his rule begins. Martyrdom is almost like an apotheosis, like a birth of a new platform, a new power, a new vector, a new energy. What they've done is, and I hate to quote Admiral Yamamoto, but they've awakened the sleeping giant and given a terrible resolve. They've poked the bear. They have converted people into a fight who would have never been a part of it had it not been for this. Now I'm going to go now, Sean. I'm going to go because I know what you've got to do. I know. One day, somebody, you're going to tell somebody, you're going to rudely kick somebody off of their platform to make room for me. And when that day comes, I think the world will be a better place. But until then, I thank you. Thank you not for what you are, but what you appear to be.
And thank you to everybody who's helped Lionel get over 300,000 subscribers. I'm putting the link right now in the live chat. If you've not subscribed to Lionel yet, please subscribe to Lionel. You can also subscribe to Lynn's Warriors. Or you can send Lionel questions and stalk him on X. Thank you, my friend. Hamamoto is in the studio.
Hey!
I'm going to let you go. We'll see you next time.
All the
Cheerio!
Best.
In the name of Jesus. What a phenomenal guest. Good to have a laugh. absolutely cracked me up, and many of you in the chat. But now we have got Professor Hamamoto, guys. He's in the studio. When I end this one, it will send you to that one. If it doesn't send you to that one, click the channel link. We will be lit up channel live. That will bring you there. Ending this now. Thank you.
Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really got to check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.